Hello.
Hey.
You're listening to Peninsula Obscura. I'm Karina Kolb.
And I'm Rachel Peacock.
This is a podcast about the strange and unusual state of Florida.
We'll talk about Florida's weird history,
paranormal activity,
and of course, true crime.
Each week, one of us researches a topic, and then we talk about it in depth.
Let's dive in. What's up? I feel like every time I'm like, hey, or hello. So now I'm going to change it up.
Yeah, okay.
What's up?
Welcome to episode 18 of Peninsula Obscura.
It's pretty crazy that it's 18.
Yep, it's pretty impressive. Good job, us.
We're finally legal.
We've written 18 essays, basically.
We're legal, guys. Yeah. You're right. We have written 18 essays. Yeah, because Karina and I put a lot of research into this, so we want to make sure we're getting all the facts.
Yeah, exactly.
So we usually have a very detailed list of notes.
It's so funny to, like, graduate from school and, like, you're like, I'm so glad I never have to, like, do research paper again. And then you're like, oh, now I'm doing these for fun.
They brainwashed us. They brainwashed us. Somewhere in our subliminal conscious.
Yes.
Our body's like, you gotta write it.
You have to.
You must research.
Read books about history. You like nonfiction now.
Don't forget APA.
There's no APA involved in these.
Yeah, there isn't. It's more like, oh.
And we don't have a officially formatted bibliography. It's just like a list of links.
Yes, and we also I put in like where I think of a joke, so if you hear a joke, sometimes I've thought of them ahead of time,
a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, does it mean it's less funny?
No, most jokes people have thought about before they say them.
You're right.
Well, I'm really excited to get started on this episode because this is about something that has haunted me since I was a kid. It is a crazy story, and it is something that's just been in the back of my mind since I heard about it when I was like, I don't know, like maybe 11 or something.
Oh my God.
So
I have no idea what this is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I don't even know the title of this episode, so I'm along with you guys in the
audience.
Coming
in fresh. Well, they know the title because they clicked on the...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you guys know more than I do.
As it should be.
Yes.
Well, let's just go ahead and dive right in.
I'm ready.
St. Petersburg, Florida, 1951. That's where we are. That's where the story starts.
That's where we are right now.
We're going back there.
Ooh, St. Pete.
It's the evening of July 1st. And 67-year-old Mary Reeser is settling in for the night. Her son, Richard, had just been visiting. He gave her a kiss goodnight around 9 p.m. and headed out. Mary changed into her nightgown and sat down in her comfy armchair to relax. It was hot. Even at night, Florida's summers persisted, because it's July. Mary opened her windows to get some relief. She took a couple sleeping pills, lit a cigarette, alone for the night. The next morning, the landlady, Pansy Carpenter, arrived at Mary's door to deliver a telegram. When she knocked, she felt that the wood of the door was warm. She tried the doorknob and found it hot to the touch. Fearing a fire, Pansy ran for help. A couple workmen nearby rushed over to help her, forced the door open to Mrs. Reeser's apartment. Inside was hot. The air was filled with soot and smoke. There was no fire, but the sound of embers crackled. However, firefighters would find that there would only be one corner of the room that showed any damage from the fire.
I think I know what this is going to.
Really?
God. Maybe. Keep going.
But Mary was nowhere to be found in the apartment until they looked in the charred remains of Mary's armchair, which was now reduced to mostly metal springs. Mary was gone, but they did find her left foot still intact.
What?
Charred only to the ankle, still wearing a black silk slipper.
Oh, gross. I hate feet, and that's already gross. So, this sounds like what I was thinking it was.
It's going to get gross.
Oh, no. Not more feet?
Not more feet.
Thank God.
Among the ashes, they also found her liver fused to a section of backbone. And disturbingly, her skull, which had reportedly shrunk to the size of a mug.
What? It shrunk?
It shrunk to the size. So it went from the size of a human skull to the size of a mug.
All right. I'm thinking, first I was thinking spontaneous combustion. And now I'm thinking of Beetlejuice because of that one guy that has a little shrunken head.
Yes.
Because he dabbled with voodoo.
Yeah, the shrunken head guy.
Well, all right, this is very interesting.
What we have here are essentially cremated remains found in an apartment. And it has to be really hot to effectively reduce human remains to ashes. Like, to cremate someone, it has to be at least 25,000 degrees Fahrenheit, if not more.
Wow.
A fire that hot and powerful should have done a lot of damage to the apartment. There were some signs of heat damage. The tops of the walls were covered with greasy soot, and a couple of candles had melted to puddles of wax with their wicks still standing intact. And the light switches showed some sign of warping, plastic melting. That was all at eye level, though. Lower down, the walls were still clean, and the apartment looked relatively untouched. Especially strange, a stack of newspapers next to Mary's chair were completely unscorched. Near her chair, a wall outlet had melted, stopping her clock at 4:20 a.m.
4:20? Yes. Sounds like she blazed it. Ooh.
Oh my God, boo.
That's... boo me. Sorry. I don't even smoke.
That's a crazy coincidence. So here's a picture of the kind of aftermath of this fire from the Tampa Bay Times. So you can see
The rubble. Wall is not so intact.
The ceilings are sooty, but down here they're clean.
Fine. Wow.
And then it's just, and right next to it, though, is this like radiator.
Oh, yeah.
Wall radiator. Not super melted, like totally fine.
Wait, and so that's where she was sitting?
Yeah, that's where her armchair was.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's insane. It looks like somebody was trying to demo the house. That's what it looks like, but...
Yeah, I don't know why, like, the... I don't know if... Yeah.
What's behind her?
The wall... Like, it looks like a fridge. It looks like her kitchen, like the wall between her kitchen and her bedroom, I assume.
Mm.
And yeah, so there's, like, a big gaping hole in the wall in the picture, and I guess maybe it just... that caught on fire, that wall, and crumbled. It was thin walls.
Okay, that's not your typical death, I can say that.
So understandably, this mystified the local police. How could a body burn to almost nothing and not ignite anything in the surrounding room? How is it possible that the whole apartment hadn't caught on fire? And what could have possibly caused Mary's death? Many people, and you said this, believe this may have been a case of spontaneous human combustion. So obviously you've heard of it.
Yes, I have. And I have never really researched into it. The only reason I've seen or I've heard about it, but the only time that I've seen it being depicted is on the X-Files. But, you know, you guys, if you're listening, you'll know that I'm still watching.
Such a good show.
It's so good. I'm only in season 3, so I'm going to talk about it until the end of it. And probably after.
Honestly, you watching it makes me want to rewatch it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
But yeah, like I said, it's a concept that has haunted me. Like, I think that I found out that it existed because I used to have one of those like Ripley's Believe It or Not books.
Oh, I love
those. You know, those big books. And I would just look at all of the pictures forever. And I'm pretty sure there was a spontaneous human combustion picture in there. And it was like, it like just kind of was, it was so confusing and insane to me, right?
It doesn't make any sense.
From Wikipedia, spontaneous human combustion is the death from a fire originating without an apparent external source of ignition. The fire is believed to start within the body of the victim. This term was first coined in 1746, and there have been over 200 reports of spontaneous human combustion worldwide.
Is it genetic or is it... You know, it's kind of funny. Like,
it's so intriguing to me. Like, I think mostly because it's really hard to conceptualize. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, of course, I've always thought like there's no way that's real, but also, could this be fucking real?
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's a exhibit A is that picture you just showed me. That's insane. Like, there's no. They didn't, well, you haven't gotten to the details about it, but.
I mean, it was blowing the local police.
If it was that hot, how would, like, all this other flammable stuff not catch fire, like the papers?
How could a body be cremated and not burn down the whole apartment building? It's shocking.
Unexplained.
So, let's get back to the case of Mary Reeser. Like I mentioned, the police had no clue what could have caused Mary's death. Mary's neighbor, Mrs. Carpenter, told police that she awoke to the smell of smoke in the middle of the night. She'd assumed it was her hot water pump overheating, so she just turned it off and went back to bed.
Okay.
And that was it. Nothing else heard or smelled from the neighborhood. St. Petersburg Police Chief J.R. Reichardt was at a loss. He was receiving hundreds of letters from people with their own theories. From the Tampa Bay Times, quote, "A ball of fire came through the open window and hit her," read one letter. I seen it happen.
I tell you,
I seen a ball of fire come right
through that window. That ball of fire came right down from the sky. It got that poor old lady. Oh my God.
Yeah, I love
it. It was Zeus
himself striking her down.
Struck her with a bolt of lightning.
So, of course, it was incredibly confusing, disturbing, upsetting, and the police chief, Reichardt, decided to write a letter to the FBI, of which I have a digital copy.
That's lit.
I know. So, okay. So, essentially, I have a whole digital copy of this case file from the FBI.
I am.
Complete with news clippings, letters, a floor plan of the apartment, like... It's fucking amazing.
Wow.
Also, a bunch of people just wrote letters to the FBI and like they just kept all the letters and often sent back a statement. It's so funny. Like there's a bunch of letters in there from like school kids who are like, "My teacher told us about this in our science class and asked us to write in to find out what information we could learn. Can you please send me any information you have on the topic?" And oh like, I was like, what the fuck?
This is the topic that that teacher chose. Yes. Like, of all the scientific things to ask questions about.
We're going to talk about spontaneous combustion.
It's like, yeah, my teacher talks about that all the time.
Classic. Everyone learns about spontaneous combustion in ninth grade. It's pretty standard.
Yeah. It's after week one.
Yeah, obviously. So, but I got all of this from a website called theblackvault.com. And it's basically like a digital X-Files. It's so fucking crazy.
I saw a really quick
side note from their website. Quote, "Every document in this archive was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. Begun in 1996 at the age of 15, John Greenwald Jr. began hammering the U.S. government with Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain information. The Black Vault is the result of that more than two decade effort. So like this basically one guy was like, oh, the Freedom of Information Act happened. I'm going to find out if aliens exist. And just constantly put in requests to get the files because that's how it works.
This guy just had a list and he was like, okay, I want to know about the spontaneous combustion. I want to know about aliens. I want to know about the paranormal activity happening.
Exactly. It's amazing. So
wow.
There's a link to the digital file in the sources if you want to check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, moving on.
Are you sure this guy's name isn't Mulder?
Not according to the website, but it could be an alias.
Yeah, it's an alias. It's an alien.
So I'm going to read the letter that the police chief sent to the FBI. Addressed to John Edgar Hoover, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Hoover, at 8:07 a.m. Monday, July 2nd, 1951, we received a report of a fire in an apartment at 1200 Cherry Street, Northeast. Mrs. Mary Hardy Reeser was burned to death. Cause of fire is not known. See the diagram of the apartment attached. The body of Mrs. Reeser was partially cremated, with the exception of the left foot, which was burned completely in two, about to the above the ankle. Shoe had been worn on the left foot by the deceased was still intact. The chair in which she had been sitting on was completely burned away, leaving just the springs. A small end table was completely burned with the exception of two legs. The carpet was burned in an area of approximately 3 feet. The apartment showed signs of extreme heat on the ceilings, walls approximately 4 feet from the floor. Plastic light switches had melted, but floor plugs were unharmed. An electric clock stopped at 4:20 a.m. Mrs. Reeser is described as a white female, 67, 5'7", and 170 pounds. When last seen at approximately 8 p.m. Sunday night, July 1st, 1951, she was wearing a Van Rollat rayon Essayte nightgown with a stocking weave. Her black rayon house coat could not be found. Wow. Under separate cover, via Railway Express, we are forwarding the following exhibits. So there's... He writes this letter and he sends, they the gather up all the evidence and send all this evidence.
Wow.
Glass fragments found in ashes, 6 small objects thought to be teeth, metal from near her body, fibers thought to be part of a nightgown, particles of bone found in ashes, charred fabric thought to be from chair, cotton material from chair, charred wood, charred legs from end table, charred fabric from rug, unburned section of rug, heavily soaked with greasy substance, rest of ashes, shoe from foot, not consumed by fire, chair springs.
Thank God they didn't send the foot.
I know, they didn't send any, they sent some teeth and bone fragments, but yeah, they didn't send the body.
They just are like shoveling all this stuff into the... and sending it off by express railway. Wow.
And so they go on and they say a couple, you know, a little bit more about what they want them to look at. But finally they end. We also request any information or theories that could explain how a human body could be so destroyed and the fire confined to such a small area and so little damage done to the structure of the building and the furniture in the room, not even scorched or damaged by smoke. Photographs enclosed. This evidence had not been examined by any other examiner, nor will it be. Yours very truly, J.R. Reichardt, Chief of Police.
Hey, power to him. I think he's like, literally, I can't explain this.
He's like, please help us.
Help us. I need to bring in the big guns because
we don't know what's going on.
I can't believe this.
Exactly.
This lady caught fire and I don't know how.
I seen a ball of fire.
I gotta call in. I gotta write into the FBI. Send them. I'm gonna send them all the artifacts.
I mean, if you can imagine what's going through his head, he is like, "We need that."
He's probably pulling his
hair.
But
it's 1951, so it's pre-X Files.
Yeah, well.
So they send all this evidence in, and the FBI spent 3 weeks examining it. The investigators found that all fuses in the apartment were still intact. The gas heater and radiator were inspected and ruled out. and they ruled out the possibility that lightning had struck the building. They also did not find any trace of accelerant or other substances that could have started the blaze.
Okay.
And it seems like at this point they don't really suspect foul play. They're just, doesn't seem like forced entry, you know, just completely bizarre.
Yeah, that's, it is very strange, especially that now that we know that it wasn't Zeus because they ruled out lightning.
They ruled out lightning, so it couldn't have been Zeus striking her down. But the FBI also ruled out spontaneous human combustion. And, I mean, the true meaning of spontaneous combustion, where the fire is believed to start within the body of the victim, has been widely debunked.
Hmm.
So the idea that a body produces enough internal heat that a fire is started within the body, it sounds pretty unbelievable to me. Like, I get it. It's not likely.
Your heart was... You so had the a FBI, really bad heartburn and just like, no, got out of control.
Exactly. There's no way your body is going to start a fire. But so obviously, scientifically, the FBI is not going to suggest that. But the actual cause of the fire was still unknown. I mean, wow. They didn't figure it out.
They didn't find accelerant. So
no, there was no accelerant, no lightning, no fuses, no
balls
nothing.
Of fire.
No balls of fire coming in through the window. According to ATI, the detective on the case put out an official statement calling it a, quote, accidental death by fire of unknown origin. That didn't close the case, but just meant that cause of death, you know, so the funeral could be held, basically. They could release the bodily evidence. Dr. Wilton M. Krogan, professor of physical anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania, who happened to be on a vacation in Bradenton at the time of the case, reached out to the local police as a consultant. Krogan had consulted on other cases for the FBI and had even seen some cases of this nature.
Whoa.
So you know the show Bones?
Oh, yeah.
That's basically love that what show. This guy is.
Oh.
But it's like it's the 50s, so that there's no forensic
baby bones, baby bones. Not baby bones.
Not baby bones.
I'm just thinking like younger, not younger because he's an average.
It's a
Joe
precursor.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's pre-search.
It's pre-research. Yeah, exactly. But it's physical. It's called physical anthropology.
Physical anthropology. Okay.
So in the 1961 article for the General Magazine and History Chronicle of the University of Pennsylvania, Krogman wrote, quote, I cannot conceive of such complete cremation without more burning of the apartment itself. In fact, the apartment and everything in it should have been consumed. I regard it as the most amazing thing I've ever seen. As I review it, the short hairs on my neck bristle with vague fear. Were I living in the Middle Ages, I'd mutter something about black magic. This guy's so melodramatic. I love his quotes.
The black magic man.
He's like, the short hairs on the back of my neck bristle with vague fear.
Not the long hairs, like, the short
okay,
ones.
Okay, guy. Not a novelist, you're an anthropologist, but. So yeah, it blew his fucking mind.
Wow.
It blew his mind. He had never seen anything like it.
Damn.
And to this day, the case has never been closed.
Ooh.
However, there are a few credible theories. FBI investigators believed that the cause of the fire was something now known as the, quote, wick effect.
Wick effect.
Okay, so bear
Sounds
with me.
Like a- crazy good title for an effect.
Oh yeah, it sounds like a good band name.
Or it sounds like what is it, John Wick?
Yeah,
I haven't seen those movies, but
pretty good.
Is it because John Wick came in and
yes, exactly, John Wick came in
fire.
And set her on fire, yeah, in a magical fire. In a magical way that didn't catch the apartment on fire. But no, the wick effect is it's actually pretty gross, so watch out. The wick effect theory says a person is kept aflame through their own fats after being ignited, accidentally or otherwise. Basically, the clothed human body acts like a candle, and instead of wax, the fuel source is human fat. and the wick is the clothing of the victim.
Oh my God.
Hence, there is a continuous supply of fuel in the form of melting fat seeping into the victim's clothing.
Ew.
Yeah, I told you. I told you.
But really would, like, get that hot?
I mean.
Was she a big lady?
I mean, she sounded. She was 5'7", 170 pounds. So pretty average sized for 5'7". I mean, and she's, like, 67. So, like, it not particularly big.
Okay. Well.
But, yeah. And remember the fat, the greasy substance found on the carpet. That was one of the pieces of evidence. So there, it's like human fat that had leaked onto the carpet. So basically, the FBI's theory was that Mary, who remember had taken two sleeping pills, had fallen asleep in her chair while smoking her cigarette.
Oh.
The nightgown she was wearing at the time was made of rayon acetate, which is flammable.
Okay.
And could have caught fire from a cigarette ash. But the thing about this theory is that it leaves a lot of unanswered questions. Like you said, how could it get hot enough? Like, the idea that a burning body gets so hot, several thousands of degrees hot, and then cremates itself is unheard of.
Yeah, but, like, I hear what you're saying, but, like, even when people, like, I'm thinking of, like, an equivalent of human fat. Like, animal fat, when they fry stuff in, like, lard, for example, that can catch on fire. But I doubt that it gets up to thousands of degrees.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I mean, a fire, I guess. Maybe it just keeps...
hot enough fire that would...
burning?
Burn bone to ash?
I don't know, man.
Pretty fucking crazy.
It's very... But if it was burning for hours, maybe, I don't know if the temperature can be lower if it happens to burn longer. I don't know. I don't
Nothing
know these
I found
science-y things. Okay, well, yep.
I think it's basically,
I don't believe it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, again, I'm not a scientist, but, like, there's a point at which water boils, and it sounds like there's a point at which bones are reduced to ash.
Yeah.
And it's, like, several thousands of degrees.
Yeah. But I guess, you know what, Karina, when a car catches on fire and somebody's in it, like, they're reduced to ash too. But they also have a propellant inside.
Gasoline, yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I guess there's not, like, an equivalent of, like, someone just sitting there.
Yeah, I know. There's no real, like, in nature, you can't really think of it. Like, I think, you know, it's a misconception that you can easily burn a body. Usually if you... just like if you're, you know, if you're a murderer, which I'm not. If you burn a body, like, a lot of people get caught because they think that burning a body is the same thing as to destroying evidence, but it doesn't actually reduce everything to ash.
No, it just
chars the skin and bone, you know?
Yes. But you know what I was thinking about too is the other thing that it doesn't explain is how the rest of the house didn't catch fire too, because, I mean, if it's a cigarette and something, like, her whole dress caught on fire, like, why wouldn't that spread to the carpet?
And remember the newspapers?
Yeah, and the
still
newspapers.
Still intact right next to her chair?
Crazy.
Like, what?
And if she was up in flames, the flames are spitting everywhere.
You would think there would be, exactly, like, sparks or not, you know, whatever those things are called, embers, that kind of stuff flying out. Didn't catch anything. And also, her unscorched foot.
Yeah.
Still wearing its shoe.
Wait, did her foot have fat on it? Why did it take the one foot and not the other? It must have had fat on it.
It's not like they found it and put out the fire. The fire had gone out by the time they found her. So it's not like they put it out in time to save the foot. The foot was just left out.
That's crazy. And her shoe didn't catch fire? There's all these questions.
I have even more for you.
Oh, God.
A local mattress company also pointed out at the time that regular chair stuffing would not cause such an intense fire.
Yeah.
Because the material was, like, fire retardant, and it would just, like, smolder for a prolonged period.
Huh.
So apparently Mary's chair was non-flammable, yet only the springs were left after the fire. It completely...
annihilated it.
And finally, there's the question of her shrunken skull.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Very bizarre. The anthropologist, who I was talking about, Dr. Krogan, was completely stunned by this fact. He said, quote, "The head is not left complete in ordinary burning cases. Certainly, it does not shrivel or symmetrically reduce to a smaller size. In presence of heat sufficient to destroy soft tissues, the skull would literally explode into many pieces. I have never known any exception to this rule."
Oh, boy.
He went on to say,
aliens. That's all I have to
say. He went on to say, "I find it hard to believe that a human body, once ignited, will literally consume itself, burn itself out, as does a candle wick, guttering in the last residual pool of melted wax. Just what did happen on the night of July 1st, 1951 in St. Petersburg, Florida? We may never know, though this case still haunts me." End quote. I love his quotes.
He's literally like, he's an X-Files guy.
He's writing
guy.
Like a private eye, yeah, like an X-Files guy.
He's writing up, he's typing this up case his case.
Still haunts me.
Recap, whatever it's called.
And
report.
So yeah, it seems no foul play was ever suspected by investigators, though many people have their own theories, you know, theories that she was murdered, you know, off site, then brought back to her apartment and set on fire, or cremated at a different site and then the remains were brought back and staged a scene like she caught on fire.
If you're gonna kill her, that's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work and a lot of opportunities to be
unless
seen
you're trying
by someone
to prove that spontaneous combustion is the thing.
Right,
trying that's to like stake your only motive to like go through the extra steps to do that. So I don't buy it, Karina.
Exactly. The case of Mary Reeser, also known as the Cinder Woman, is now almost 70 years old and remains open to this day. They never figured it out. That's the end.
Oh my God.
We don't know. The theory, the Wick theory seems like the strongest theory, but there's a lot of holes in it.
Yeah, there is so many. The shrunken head thing.
Another thing, too, is if you take two sleeping pills, which is a normal amount of sleeping pills, it's not an overdose. If you take two sleeping pills, you're gonna wake up if you're on fire.
Yeah, unless the fire is so quick and fast and hot
and powerful
to like just burn you to
in
ash
in like a matter of seconds. Exactly.
Yeah, and shrink your head.
Because otherwise you'll wake up and put out the fire on you.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get a little burned, but you won't be cremated.
Yeah.
So some people theorize that she actually died and then
caught fire,
so that's why she didn't like try and stop it. But you know, there's died of what, there's no way to know because she's ashes.
Jesus.
But and the weirdest thing is the shrunken skull thing
and her foot
being spared from the fire. It's so fucking weird. So like, you know, I said before, like, spontaneous combustion is really weird and hard to believe because it doesn't make any sense. It sounds like magic.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds either like voodoo or someone like didn't like that lady.
Right.
And so they like, I don't know. I'm going back to the voodoo theory. I got the other theory of the aliens. Just like aliens just like didn't like her. So they were like, goodbye. And they zapped her with a laser beam or something.
She was like, and she was evidence of aliens. Like they had abducted her and like, you know, like in X-Files.
Yeah. And they were annihilating. Well, they were like getting rid of her because she was
right
on the list.
Exactly, yeah. She has evidence that aliens exist, so they have to get rid of her and
or she
blast
saw
her with
something
a heat gun.
Yeah,
maybe
just or it was the government. It was the government.
Government cover-up.
This is just, like, could be many things. And, yeah, this is probably one of the craziest
it's insane. It's haunting.
That we've
it's
had.
It's haunting. If you look at the picture, it's so bizarre because it's just a pile of rubble. And I mean, even if we just go with the most logical answer of the Wick effect, that's freaking scary.
Yes.
That a human person could catch on fire.
Yep.
To a degree that they cremate themselves is a nightmare and insane. I mean, it's just hard to even conceptualize. God.
Even, well, now this is weird, my weird brain working, but what if like that's how people died? Like everyone, like when you die, it's just like you die and then you just catch up in flames.
Catch on fire
and then
you're self-destruct.
It's like, yep, self-destruct at the end. Yeah, that'd be, this is
so So I'll show you.
Like imagining her as a candle is odd. Oh no. Oh,
so that's her.
That's sad. She looks like a nice lady.
Nice old lady. And that's the them cleaning up the rubble, police officer, technician. It's basically the same picture but with people in it.
What if she it doesn't work because she shrunk her head. No, maybe we can make it work. I was going to say, what if she faked her own death? But
the foot.
Yeah, she cut off her foot. And then she got a little fake shrunken head for her vacation to Barbados or something.
How did they shrink? Are shrunken heads real?
I think so.
Because, is it a similar
Right, I've never
phenomenon?
Looked into that.
I've never thought about it. I mean, we might sound full idiots, but
Yeah, but who knows? If you know, email us and tell us if you've seen or heard about if there are real shrunken heads. I've seen them on Scooby-Doo and
it's real
movies. It is. Ooh.
Yeah. So
wait, how do they do it? Do they do it in the fire? Because that would make sense if it shrunk.
Right. Okay. So it. You want me to read this?
I do.
Okay. From Wikipedia. The process of creating a shrunken head begins with removing the skull from the neck. An incision is made on the back of the ear, yada, yada, telling us how to remove a skull from the neck. Don't need to know that. Red seeds are placed underneath the nostrils and the lips are sewn shut. The mouth is held together with three palm pins. Fat from the flesh of the head is removed. Then a wooden ball is placed under the flesh to keep the form. Oh, the flesh is then boiled in the water that has been saturated with a number of herbs containing tannins. The head is then dried with hot rocks and sand while molding it to retain its human features. The skin is then rubbed down with charcoal ash. Decorative beads may be added to the head. In the head shrinking tradition, it's believed that coating the skin with ash keeps the soul from seeping out. Shrunken heads are known for their mandibular prognathism, facial distortion, and shrinkage of lateral sides of the forehead. These are artifacts of their shrinking process.
Wow. I did not think they were real, but now it's just something I never dreamed about researching.
It's basically the boiling in water that
sounds like
it shrinks it.
But there was no water. But it's heat.
It's heat, at least. So maybe it's...
Yeah, but then why doesn't that happen? It explodes when you do...
Yeah, why did that happen?
Maybe... Yeah, that's odd.
And it also, in shrunken heads, the skin...
The skin and fat is removed.
Well, no, but the skin is still there.
Oh, the skin's still there. They took out the fat.
It's like leathery. It becomes preserved and leathery.
That's nasty.
Fun stuff, guys.
And it was just her skull. It was
just
the
skull. Just the skull. The size of a teacup. The size of a mug. Which is so ridiculous and insane.
I kind of want to see a picture of this.
There's no pictures. Ugh. There's no pictures. I know. And if you Google it, you'll see a different picture. Spontaneous human combustion. That's not actually from this one. They don't have any pictures of her actual human remains online. Which, okay, fine. But
either that. Hey, we've got so many theories flying around, but she could have been an alien and she actually had a tiny skull.
Yeah, maybe she just, you're right. Maybe she's wearing a human-sized skull hat.
Yes.
And her real skull was
Scooby-Doo
tiny.
Scooby-Doo mask.
Yeah, it's crazy. It blows my mind.
Mystery gang didn't solve this one.
I too am haunted by this case, Dr. Kroger.
Oh my God.
I'm
me
haunted.
Too.
Krogan, excuse me, not Kroger.
Oh. All right, so lesson of the story, don't take sleeping pills and then smoke.
Quit those cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or you'll turn into a human candle.
Or you'll die.
At best.
At 4:20 in the night. Yep. You will become the smoke and ash. Wow.
But, rest in peace, Mary Reeser.
Yeah, that's sad.
She died.
That was...
horrible way.
I hope she didn't suffer.
I know. I imagine not, because that would have...
She would have, moved. Yeah.
Yeah, she would have stopped, dropped, and rolled, you know?
Yeah.
She was either deceased or, unconscious.
Yeah. Out like a light.
Probably a poor choice of words.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that's it. So, that's the end.
Wow. Just another gripping Florida tale. Thanks for that one, Karina. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't love that we didn't find out.
There's no answers.
Why? But, you know, we can't always win, can we? No justice sometimes.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, email us or write us comments a Facebook message. Post. Yeah, Instagram us. Follow us. Not in the streets on Instagram.
Tell us what your theories are about Mary Reeser.
The yet
unsolved case. And probably never will be solved because there's no real evidence. Unless they like exhume her body and examine her skull and stuff. Which, even if they did, I mean, it's 70 years ago.
I kind of want to see her skull though.
I know. There are some theories online that like it wasn't her skull. Maybe it was like her shoulders had like crumbled and rolled into themselves to look like a small skull, but like that's assuming a lot. That's think the coroner didn't know what a skull looked like?
Yeah.
Like why would it just seem like I don't know about that theory.
Oh, he probably had some nightmares about that. The shrunken head.
Yeah, man. It definitely.
He's already a coroner.
Everyone who came into contact with.
If he's a coroner, he's already having nightmares.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a real bizarre one.
Crazy.
So, yep. Stay safe out there. Don't smoke.
Don't spontaneously combust, even though I don't think you have a choice. If you do,
yeah,
it's don't piss off aliens. So. And don't do drugs, kids.
Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. That's
it's over. It's over.
Bye. Stop listening.
Stop listening. All the music for our podcast is provided by The Murmurs and their album, Get Swell Soon. You can listen to The Murmurs on Spotify or find them on their Bandcamp page.
If you're interested in learning more about us, you can visit our website at peninsulaobscura.com and check out our Instagram at peninsulaobscura. You can listen to our podcast on most platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.